Merchandise mit Little Killer auf Flux FM am Donnerstagnachmittag. Die Band aus Tampa in Florida spielt erst morgen im schönen SO36. Heute sind sie aber schon bei mir im Studio. Wir sprechen über den neuen Sound der Band, die ja lange mit Drumcomputer funktionierte, und die neue Energie, die jetzt der Drummer Nino Elsner mit auf die Bühne bringt. Wir sprechen über die neue Platte After the End, die via 4AD Records veröffentlicht wurde. Wir reden über die Farbe Grün, die auf wundersame Art und Weise die Arbeit am Album beeinflusste. Und wir reden über vieles mehr. Ich sag hello and welcome Carson Cox and, oh, I forgot your name actually.
Dave.
I was just into Carlos too much because you were soloing along.
We're both named Carlos.
Hey, how are you doing, boys? How's touring been so far?
It's been really long and maddening and high and low and
a roller coaster,
complicated and simple.
Yeah, cool.
And anything to not actually answer the question. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a schizophrenic experience.
Well, yeah, we've been all over the States. We've been all over Europe now. And now we're back in Berlin, which is like our second home.
Cool.
So we spend a lot of time here.
Oh, right, really?
And yeah, it's good to be back and actually be able to relax in a familiar place.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that you were feeling so familiar when you were
well,
in Berlin.
We've come here a lot since last year.
Uh-huh.
So we spend more time here than London or anywhere else in Europe. And it's our favorite.
Okay, cool. That's good to know. Welcome back then.
Yeah.
Now, how's working as a five-piece band been in comparison to working as a trio? Because you've been on the touring with the drum computer back then with the last record.
Yeah.
And it must feel so different to have the live energy with Nino on the drums. Is it really like a different animal playing live now?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's another complicated thing because
there's so many. Some things better and some things a lot more difficult.
Yeah.
And also, drummers. That's the drummer thing.
It's the drummer.
I think the biggest jump is like leaving warehouse spaces and houses and doing shows in strange venues, not, you know, places that aren't traditional for music. Where you need so much to have a band be amplified. When we were young, we would just turn up and play as loud as possible.
Yeah.
So now it's sort of becoming a whole new task to interpret the music because, you know, we have four records now and countless tapes and weird things, and so we come to explore totally new sort of ideas. Sometimes it's like you know, it's like Kiss or something. Sometimes it's like really, 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 really wild. You know what I mean? And other times it's like all the people in the audience haven't heard Kiss or they're not into Kiss. And they're like, what's going on? It's just been like, it's been like our own experience.
Yeah, but it must be like a freeing feeling to get rid of the slave to the rhythm thing, because I mean with a drum computer you're actually a slave to that rhythm.
The guy
won't change the tempo if you feel high energized that evening. It's gonna be forever.
I think the funny thing about, like, that's kind of the strange thing is forever I was very anti-technology for ages, and I was super, super against it, and now it's like we've come to a point where music technology is so advanced, whereas when I was young, I remember recording with computers, and it never sounded nearly as good. Now it's like compression algorithms and different ways to do things live. I feel like I've seen a lot of performers use electronics in really interesting ways. Obviously, Germany's famous for that. But, you know, there's not just one way to use a drum machine. There's not just one way to use, like, electronic.
That's true.
Whatever implements. So I don't know. I feel like I've been working a lot with sampling, and I kind of always, even on this record, there is sampling.
Yeah.
There is stuff like that. I used a Juno keyboard for a lot of it. I sampled a Juno keyboard a lot. So I don't know. I still have like
schizophrenia again.
I still have love for it. I still have love for it, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but this record, you try not to use too many technical and electronical things, yeah. Right? You were thinking about. Oh, you were aware of the dangers of quantization. That's a really important thing.
Yeah. No, because I think you kind of have to think about it or make records without it in order to even approach it. It's like a super strange thing, but I don't know. I just couldn't listen to electronic music at all. It seems like for about a year and a half, I couldn't do it because there was something about. Being dragged into the music world at the same time and seeing where the money changes hands and seeing how the art goes this way and the pop music goes this way. I couldn't listen to anything electronic. I would just listen to the birds. Okay. I would just listen to Buffalo Springfield, you know, weird old records, or listen, you know, just became obsessed with, you know, early 70s French records, like really groovy records that, or Pink Floyd, stuff that was really big on changing industrial music, electronic music, because it's only natural that, like, if you're into Throbbing Gristle, at some point you listen to Pink Floyd, because there's like a really, really, really simple step that you have to make and be like, oh, okay. Like, I know they're totally different, but actually, like, this band is pulling so much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I couldn't listen to electronic stuff.
Yeah.
I think that was part of making the record.
Yeah. Another, yeah.
Yeah, and also he's just like, he thinks with his guitar. So, you know, instruments are really important to us. Instrumental music is really important, that kind of thing.
And I really feel that new inspiration when I was listening to the new record. Another thing that I found really interesting is that you basically tracked all the instruments at your home, and you guys were living together or still are living together, right?
Still and then are on the road living together.
But that's another interesting thing that I wanted to talk to you about, because I think it must be super difficult to record oneself because you have all the technical difficulties that you have to worry about, and then you have to be like up on front for your best performance. Another schizophrenic.
You just have to, at some point you're just biting the bullet. You're just going like, I have to do this.
Yeah.
There's not even a question of like, will I be able to figure this out in any way? We've always worked out of our house. We've always worked like with the simplest means possible in order to find the essence of the project. I feel like the reduction of whatever is part of that. So that's normal. We worked with an engineer, Gareth, in London, who's
pretty famous engineer.
Super famous and beyond phenomenal. And famous for doing a lot of records in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
And working
with Neubauten,
With Neubauten, with Depeche Mode, Tuxedo Moon.
Tears for the creatures of the night. Now, before we talk a bit more, let's listen to another song.
You get
song.
Extra points for that.
Thank you, man. Green Lady heißt der Song. Hier sind Merchandise. Wir quatschen gleich noch ein bisschen weiter auch über das Arbeiten aus dem eigenen Hause heraus. Und wir verlosen auch noch Tickets für die Show morgen Abend im SO 36. Und eine Live-Performance haben sie mir auch noch verstanden, Carson und Dave. Hier also Merchandise mit Green Lady. Merchandise mit Green Lady nochmal auf Flux FM. Morgen Abend spielt die Band im SO 36. Schon jetzt sitzen sie bei mir im Studio und wir werden gleich noch eine kleine Live-Performance hören, bevor wir sie wieder losschicken auf die Straße. I've found out today that you made special versions of your songs for the Japanese market. Is that true? Or
somewhat so.
Somewhat so. What was the idea behind that?
There's a separate version of the CD.
Okay.
Which has some demo versions of songs that I recorded, like one song I recorded in a hotel in Arizona when our van broke down, and then the other one's a demo version of Telephone, which sounds almost totally different. And and then we did a 12-inch. It's like a single, but it's not, because it's 14 minutes. We did this like weird collage track. called Begging for Your Life in the City Light, and that is also on the Japanese version.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, pretty much if we could do anything special for the Japanese, the Germans, or, you know, any place where musically and artistically we've found so much that we loved, we're very keen on doing that.
Okay,
so,
cool.
And also, we just kind of prefer to have fun with music and not think about things in one way or one version. Yeah. So
yeah. if you have an idea for a special version for Japan, you'll just do it. You'll just,
yeah.
We will not overthink it and probably stop.
Yeah, we're not interested in going to parties or looking nice. We pretty much are obsessively just recording music in reclusive Floridian house and
seems to me like that. Living together and doing that stuff all the time. Coming back from tour and looking at Dave's face again. That must be crazy.
Well, you know, hell, it's a face I love.
Find me at the beach.
So you guys found the lost art of rehearsing again for this record. That's another interesting story. Was it Nino, the new drummer, who forced you to rehearse?
Well, he's very, very meticulous. Yeah. He's very measured. So every part of his day is planned out to a T, you know. He has to practice for 3 hours a day, and he has to do squats and push-ups, and, you know, he's a machine. Yeah. He's so organized and well-oiled. I can't... I don't know how he does it.
So there's another strange influence on this band. A well-oiled machine as a drummer who's rehearsing, who likes rehearsing, actually.
He's
crazy.
Very, he's well-oiled on beer and narcotics.
Yeah, why not? So. I mean, as long as the machine is oiled, you don't ask which oil was used, right?
Who cares what the oil is?
Who cares if it's hot sauce?
Now you brought your... guitars
our
with you guys, and I would want you to play us a song. Let me just start the whole recording process here. I could have prepared that before, but that would have been too professional. You know what
you're
I'm talking
us,
about.
You're giving us more time to pick and fiddle.
Yeah, picking and fiddling on Flux FM. Yeah,
100.6 Flux FM.
Die Alternative im Radio.
I just made a fiddling station ID with stuff. Okay, let's listen to a song, Merchandise.
All right, this one's called Enemy. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hurt to understand.
auf Flux FM. Thank you. Thank you. That was beautiful. Und wer die Band morgen live sehen möchte im SO 36, der ruft jetzt ganz schnell an unter 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für Merchandise morgen im SO zusammen mit Messer. Übrigens einer sehr interessanten deutschen Band. You're gonna play with a German band. It's pretty interesting tomorrow.
Cool.
Called Messer, the knife.
Bring
in
it
German.
On.
Yes. But now I gotta do some advertisement stuff because I need some money. Thank you. Bye-bye.